And now, come closer and hear these words from the book of Ecclesiastes. This is the Message Bible. Even though a person sins and gets by with it hundreds of times throughout a long life, I'm still convinced that the good life is reserved for the person who fears God, who lives reverently in God's presence, and that the evil person will not experience a good life. No matter how many days he lives, they'll all be as flat and colorless as a shadow, because that person doesn't fear God. Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God. When I was a kid, one of my favorite things to do was color. Swing on my swing set and color. Those were my two favorites. I used to have this big box of crayons. It was the size of a game board. You remember any of those? They don't make them anymore. It was the size of a game board, and all the crayons laid out flat in it so you could see the whole crayon and not just the tips. It was great. I'd lay on the living room floor and color in my coloring books. And my favorite color is the color Barbaro is wearing today, pale yellow. Yellow is my favorite color. What is your favorite color? We're going to take a quick survey, okay? Get your hand ready. How many people have blue as their favorite color? Blue? Okay, good. How about yellow? Ah, thank you, Bob. We have a yellow Nancy. Okay, good. We got three yellows. Green? Greens. Okay, blues have it so far. Red? Okay, lots of reds. Orange? Orange. Yes, that's Maddie's favorite color. Purple? Oh, lots of purple. I can tell Mary's wearing purple all the time. Pink? Pink. You're wearing pink. Brown? Does anyone have brown as the favorite color? Okay, great. What about black? Black is favorite color. Peaches! White? Is white favorite color? And white. Silver? What about silver? Is that anybody's favorite color? Or gold? Silver and gold. Okay. Are there any others? Did I miss any? Was anybody's favorite color not mentioned? Janie? Turquoise. Anybody for turquoise? Did I miss anything else? Everybody's covered. Okay. Now let me ask you this. Why is this your favorite color? This question's a bit harder to answer, isn't it? It's harder to answer because we don't really know why we like that color best. We just do, right? We like it because it appeals to us in some way. It makes us feel happy or good inside or whatever it makes us feel. All we know is we like it because it holds something special for us, right? It just makes us feel something. Colors are like that. They influence our emotions. They hold meaning for us. Take traffic lights, for instance. Red means stop, yellow means caution, green means go, right? How about the colors of the flag? Red, white, and blue? They symbolize patriotism. And when we see them together like that, they invoke a feeling of support or love for country. Red and green? Christmas, right? Orange and black? Halloween. Pastel colors mean spring is coming, Easter's on the way. Color holds significance. And while we can't always explain why a certain color is our favorite, we just know it is. It's like the things that come easy to us, right? Our gifts, our graces for being in the world, our talents. We don't really know how we do those things so well, we just do. They just come to us. It's who we are. It's how we were made. There are gifts, the gifts we bring to the world. It's the color we bring to the world. What do you bring to the world? What is your gift? How do you color the world? How do you do that? Because isn't a box of crayons better when none of the colors are missing? You get a little box of crayons like we've collected here that will be given to children in Jefferson County Public Schools who can't have their own crayons from home brought. We'll be donating them. But isn't a box of crayons, isn't it sad when a color's missing? Yeah, because even if we don't like one of these colors that comes in that small little box, without all of these colors, we can't make all the variations of colors, right? Yeah, and isn't the world better off when we bring all of the variations of gifts that we bring? Doesn't that make for a better life, for a better world? Yet the scripture this morning kind of challenges that at first. It's saying, okay, if I'm doing my part, bringing my color, my gifts, my graces to the world, how come the person who doesn't gets away with it hundreds of times in their life? How come they get to have a great life too? How come they get to benefit from all the color I bring? Like the story of the Aztec people in Mexico. They tell their children that a long time ago, there was a great fire in the forests that covered the earth. People and animals started to run, trying to escape the fire, when the owl noticed a small bird hurrying back and forth between the nearest river and the fire. The owl headed toward the small bird and realized it was picking up small drops of water in its beak to throw on the fire to put out its flame. The owl approached the bird and said, "What are you doing? Are you crazy? You're not going to achieve anything by doing this. You must run for your life." Here is this little bird bringing small drops of water to humongous fire, doing its part to make the world better, and that wise old owl is telling it to run for its life. I imagine the bird was feeling like, hey, how come you aren't helping? How is it that you get to benefit from my hard work? And that's when the bird stopped for a moment, looked at the owl, and answered, "I'm doing the best I can with what I have." And today, the Aztec people remember that a long time ago, the forests that covered the earth were saved from a great fire by a small bird, an owl, and many other animals and people who all came together to put out the fire. What color do you bring to this world because it is what you do best with what you've been given? God uses ordinary people to change the world. People, not saints, not superheroes, not geniuses. Ordinary people, just like us, but together with what each of us brings, we make up a whole collection of beautiful things that is amazing and wonderful. And that's exactly where the challenge in this scripture lands. It says, even though a person may not be contributing to the good of society hundreds of times throughout their long life, I'm still convinced that the good life is reserved for the people who live the way of love. Because no matter how long the non-contributors live, they'll be as flat and colorless as a shadow. Think about it. Think about what that scripture's saying. A life without God and God's love and grace is empty living. It's living in the flat, colorless shadow of life. And it leaves you feeling empty every time. Because there's something more than surface pleasures, right? Than those surface things in life. Yes, they bring happiness for a time, but they only leave us wanting more and more. And then we end up in that vicious cycle. They leave us feeling like we need to fill up on more of it because those surface pleasures don't hit the deeper places within us that truly satisfy, that really fill the voids, that really hit home and bring us back to our peace. Life without God is flat, colorless living. But when we seek God and when we live life deeply connected to God, our color comes back, our breathing is deeper, our world is better. Not because we're wearing rose-colored glasses, but because we are in a better place to be in the world so we can go through life with less fear, less stress, less worry. And that is the fruit of our labor in staying connected with God. Staying connected with God is a labor of love. Living in the way of love with God is like the labor of going to the river one small drop at a time, like that little bird. It's doing our part because it will attract others to join us in doing good. Don't question that. Trust it. It will. It will attract others to do good as well. And the more individual colors that come together, the better the world will be. Amen.